right, wonderful. All right, hang on just a second.
Telling them, and you can only give him so much information about the car, and he can only give them so much information because he worked for Richard Childress. You don't have that situation now, so you can have Mark in there for the bulk of the remainder of the season. You can give him all the information you want. You can let him in on all the secrets. You know, in terms of what their availabilities were, they probably made the absolute best of it.
And the thing is, I mean, Mark said it himself, Bruce. It takes a lot to make something like this happen, especially when you've got sponsor commitments, and you got especially going from one manufacturer to the other. But it's going to work for him, I think.
Now batting for Pedro Bourbon, Manny Mota.
All right, we're going to jump in here, and it is tickety-tock 7 o'clock, and we are ready for some fantasy football. I have Farrell on the line. Good afternoon, Farrell.
Rebecca, how are you, love? We are headed to the Horseshoe Casino this weekend for some KFFSC action, and I am excited about the fact that you'll be joining us, drafting your first ever fantasy team. This is going to be very exciting. And one of our listeners is going to be joining us as a winner.
Yay.
Valued at $300. It's a great weekend.
Well, there are so many people pumped up for this, and this is our first episode, our first program that we are having on this, and I'm excited, and I hope that that you can bring us some great insight to the table on fantasy football. So, Farrell, tell us a little bit for those maybe that let's tell us a little bit about yourself, Farrell.
Oh, about myself.
Yeah.
No one likes talking about themselves, but I've been in the football business for a long, long time. I'm an NFL certified player agent going back to 1983 was the first year I walked right off the college campus and into representing players. And football has always been part of my life. And when fantasy football was first introduced to me, I thought, well, that's some sort of nerdy activity that people do, you know, that really don't understand the sport. That's not for me. But finally, a friend of mine struck lightning with me, and I jumped on an experience of playing fantasy ball, got involved with the KFFSC. I'm like that Victor Kiam with the Razors. I like the company so much I bought it. Now we're in a situation where we're moving forward in our 11th year of offering high-stakes fantasy football to the people of southern Indiana and around the country who will fly in this weekend and participate with us at the Horseshoe.
Well, this is going to be awesome. Now, also, you know, right now we've got, we have not picked actually our winner yet, so we still want to encourage everyone to go to WSMRadio.com. You still have a chance to win that fantasy football team that Farrell and I are speaking about. It's a $300 value.
It is. It's a $300 entry fee if you had to pay it. And the spot's waiting at our Saturday morning draft at 11 a.m. And we did that intentionally. That's when we only have three divisions in the showroom at the Horseshoe. Most of the Saturday night we'll have six divisions. On Sunday we will have nine divisions drafting, a lot of teams drafting. But we wanted our radio winner to come in and get some personal attention and get some to feel very, very comfortable in the environment. They have to have a passion for fantasy football. They have to contact us and say they'd like to be in the KFFSC with their name, phone number, and email address, and then they would have to be available to draft at 11 a.m. Saturday morning, this Saturday.
This Saturday. Now, approximately how many people are going to be able to be in this?
Goodness, we are completely sold out. We have 336 teams competing league-wide, and in our main event this year, we have 252. Becky, that's what you're competing in, the main event.
Oh, wow, 252?
152, well, and you are one of them.
And I'm going to say, I don't know if I should, if we should tell that too much, because this is my first year, and I think it's so, I think it's so fascinating, you know what I mean? And it's really a lot of fun, and to talk with others. You know, I've bought magazines, I've been every app that I can get on my phone, and of course I've been, you know, doing all my research, and it's amazing, I mean, how much studying and how much of a process it is involved in this.
Exactly, and your understanding of football and the way you watch football will completely change. Every game will be very exciting to you. Now, Becky, there's some things that I want you, first of all, since we last talked, I've had a good friend of mine and a resident of southern Indiana that plays in our draft. His name is Jim Weishart, and he's going to join you.
Yay! Okay.
Counsel through the draft to help you. He's not going to overtake your position by any means. He's going just to be there should you want to bounce some things off of him. And what I want you to do is to get familiar with our rules.
Mm-hmm.
Understand that fftoolbox.com, you can print a what is called in the industry a cheat sheet of player rankings, which will help. You certainly don't have to go by their rankings of the player, but you certainly need a list of who's available, because the first thing you've got to do when a player is drafted is take him off your cheat sheet and put an X through him, use your Sharpie or any other device to make sure he's no longer available to you. That way you can keep track of the group of players that you might be interested in through the draft.
Well, that's what I did want to kind of go over that, the process of doing this, you know, how the teams are, you know, I mean, like, okay, so of course you've got your players, right? You've got your quarterbacks, your running backs, and I mean, and you've got all the players, and so do you get two of them? I mean, like, do I get two quarterbacks, or how do you do that?
Well, that's a very good question, and that's for you to determine. Most team owners will have two quarterbacks. It seems to be that the shortage of skill positions this year is at the running back position. And so most of the drafters are looking at the running backs first. And I think this goes through any draft with almost any set of rules. You're looking at running backs first, perhaps in the first and second round. I've seen drafters take running backs all the way through the third round. So we draft 20 rounds. There's enough to get to the positions that you want to get to. And you have favorite players that you follow. I know the station is a big supporter and broadcasts the Colts games, and if you would like to have Colts on your roster, that's a very good idea. You just don't want to overpay for them in their draft position. And if they do go, you know, you're going to lose some of your Colts players. It would be very difficult for you to put Reggie Wayne, Andrew Luck, and perhaps T.Y. Hilton, get them all on the same roster based on where they're going in the draft. But perhaps you could get one or two of them, and that would fulfill your season and make it even more exciting.
Right, because I have to, my cap is 300, so to reach my cap, I don't want to go over that, right?
Well, you don't have to worry about that, because this is a draft. Your
entry
fee is $300, and when you sit down at the draft, you don't have anything to do ever with that again.
Oh, okay.
Not a numerical dollar figure. you're dealing with the draft, 20 players, and there's no other bidding except for your draft position, and Jim's going to help you with that as you go through the first round. You're getting a lot of help back here. When you return in 2014 to our draft, you will be ready to reign like the fantasy football queen you are.
Oh, you are. I like the way you talk. Very good, Farrell. I like that. I need that cheerleader, let me tell you. So so the room would get quiet.
The cheerleaders, do you know who facilitates our draft?
The cheerleaders, yeah, they are going to be there. I'm so excited. This is going to be so much fun. Aren't they the ones? Is that right?
Louisville cheer and dance team, you're right.
This is going to be
good. They come in very strong, and they do a great job for us.
All right, wonderful. So I should not ask if I could buy a vowel, right, Farrell? That's not the I will have that would be a silence in the room. Well, I do want to thank you for helping get Jim to help me, because I do need help, because your first year, I think I'm a little intimidated, because I do know football. Okay, but knowing exactly in the concept, and like you said, I think once you kind of, it's like, I guess, you know, riding a bike, once you get the hang of it, it'll just come naturally.
Well, you're a pretty quick study. You know, we kicked off our KFFSC draft in Cincinnati at the Horseshoe Casino last weekend. Beautiful place. We went up Sunday. We had one day of drafting, two divisions, 24 teams. The guys from Cincinnati loved it. And I was very happy when we went through the pains of doing it to grow an event. You know, there's so many aspects of growing an event, and part of it is having airtime here on your wonderful radio station. And a guy came over to say to me, he said, "Farrell, I've played fantasy football for 15 years, but this is the first draft where I've ever sat down and had butterflies in my stomach and was excited about the draft." Mm-hmm. And that feeling doesn't leave. That's why we have players coming around from all over the country And many of them, Becky, will draft six and seven different teams. They'll draft three teams in the main event, and then in some of our ancillary leagues that are set up through the weekend, some of them will get there on Friday night, begin the drafting process, and not quit until in the evening on Sunday.
Oh, wow, wow. Well, now, Farrell, I want to go back a little bit. On the speaking of the players, kind of give us some insight on this. We were talking about that running back. The way I understand it, you can correct me on this, the reason why you said that a lot of them were kind of really going for that running back is because the points are what matters, right? Is that correct?
The points are what matters, of course, and yes, ma'am, the running backs and in our rules, I don't think we should bore the listeners with how the points are broken down. The listeners can see that in our rules.
Okay.
But the running back will often get the most touches. That's
okay.
A new word for you, touches.
Touches.
That means
okay.
Touch the football of any player that's on the field. And then there are certain teams which are dedicated to giving the ball to one running back. Adrian Peterson at Minnesota is an example. Trent Richardson at Cleveland. Steven Jackson at Atlanta, Reggie Bush at Detroit. These are all examples of teams that utilize one offensive weapon in the running back position, one player. Well, as long as that player is healthy, you can count on him not only getting carries out of the backfield, but catching passes out of the backfield. So that running back has many opportunities to gain you fantasy points. And here's another term for you, Becky.
Okay, I'm writing all this down. I'm taking notes, Farrell. Okay.
Good. Running back by committee. And those running backs are special players, too, but you don't expect them to get as many touches. So a team like Indianapolis may use Ballard, and they may use Bradshaw. They may split the carries. At Cincinnati, we see ex-IU player Ben Jarvis Green-Ellis and Giovanni Bernard splitting carries. So obviously, if you split carries, you're not going to have as much as you would be being the primary ball carrier for a team. So those running backs are not as attractive as the primary players. Then as you move to wide receiver, we provide what's a concept that everyone should play in fantasy football. And here's another phrase for you. It's called PPR, points per reception. That's where your wide receivers come into play. You want a wide receiver that will gain points for his yards, but no matter how many yards his reception is for, he'll get 1 point per each reception. Those wide receivers have also a real nose for the end zone, and they can score on big plays from all over the field. That's why a T.Y. Hilton is an interesting player, a young player that seems to run past the defenses and explodes after he catches the ball. And old veterans like Reggie Wayne, that was last year, I think he was the most, and here's another word for you, targeted. You know, you want your player to get targets. If they're going to throw the ball like the Colts did to Reggie Wayne last year between 10 and 15 times a game, you know that Reggie Wayne's going to catch them. You know he's a safe, secure, and positive financial fantasy football player for your team.
Okay. All right. Now, so we've got the running back, the wide receiver, and then what would be the third? Where's our third one at? What would be this?
Your third player of interest then is your quarterback.
We'll
reward 4 points for each passing touchdown, and then points based on quarterback yardage. And a good quarterback's going to score you between 20 and 25. A real good situation would be 30. Fantasy points per game. So obviously, Aaron Rodgers, Peyton Manning, quarterbacks that throw a lot of touchdowns, Drew Brees throws touchdowns and yardage, those are the top quarterbacks to go off the board. The temptation is to take them early, but you'll find that most owners that are successful in fantasy football will wait. Oftentimes, they'll let other players drafters take a quarterback early because those owners get into players that are more, that's a rare situation as far as talent in the league. In other words, there's more quarterbacks that look like Peyton Manning than running backs that look like Adrian Peterson. However, It's always a good feeling to go through a season with a great quarterback on your roster. Do you remember when Carson Palmer played for the Cincinnati Bengals?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Carson Palmer, last year was at Oakland, not a great year for him. He's moved on to Arizona. He is a player that a lot of very crafty veteran fantasy players will say, you know, Carson Palmer may throw for 4,000 yards this year, and I can get him deep in the draft. He may get numbers like a Tony Romo or an Eli Manning who go several rounds ahead of him. Why don't you look as your second quarterback to be Carson Palmer of the Arizona Cardinals this year?
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. I'm writing this down. Now, you used a word. You just said deep into, what was that? Deep into?
Deep into the draft.
In other
words, early round draft picks are 1 through 4. Middle round draft picks are 5 through 9. Then we start going into late draft picks and then the very, very deep and sleeper picks would start about the 15th round. And any player that you pick up in from the 13th round on, if you end up using that player, you're getting what's called great value. You know, in the first round, and the first player to go off the board in almost every draft is going to be Adrian Peterson this year. Well, you're going to get tremendous production from Adrian Peterson as long as he remains healthy.
Mm-hmm.
That's a player with very little risk. And very, very solid reward, but you expect those kind of numbers from your first-round draft pick. You don't expect big numbers from a player later in the draft, but if you can get them, it's a secret to winning.
Okay, the secret to winning. I'm taking notes, Farrell. I'm down into shorthand now, catching up with everything you're saying. You really have got a lot of wisdom on this, Farrell, and I know this is what you do, but my goodness, I mean, this is a lot. I guess for others that'll be there, you know, this weekend, you know, they'll have this knowledge too, and they'll know. So, I mean, it's a lot of fun. This is a great hobby, don't you think?
It's a great way to spend time with people that you really, really enjoy, be it your family members, be it your friends. We have benefits in this world as football is piped into the house for free by the major television networks, Fox, CBS, and NBC all provide broadcasts. NFL games, and most everyone in the world now has cable or some type of satellite TV, so they can get even more games that way. Following fantasy football makes every game important. You know, that mm-hmm. used to be if Tampa were playing Atlanta, not two of my favorite teams, I probably would only have a passing interest in that game.
Mm-hmm.
But because I play fantasy football, the Tampa and Atlanta series, they play twice a year since they're in the same division. That now becomes a very interesting game to me because I'm watching my players and I'm watching competing players to see what kind of production they can give. It is a great hobby for so many reasons, and that's just one of them.
Well,
you know, 14-year-old Travis Cox came to work with us as a facilitator. He loved football, and a facilitator is a guy that puts the stickers on the board and helps runs the draft. Travis has been replaced by the U of L cheerleaders, so I'm sure he would even consider that an upgrade. But Travis started with us at a young age, and he's now 21 years old. He played in the league with his father, and when he turned 21, he got his own team. Becky, he finished 4th overall last year.
Wow.
And will be making his first trip to Las Vegas in 3 weeks from now, as he's a winner of one of our entries to play in the FFPC in Las Vegas.
Well, this is pretty awesome. Well, yeah, that's pretty impressive at 21 years of age.
Yeah, he's one excited guy. Hey, you want to talk about some players that you ought to look at?
No,
we've set down the basis of, I don't know when you want to go to break, but
no,
we've set down the basics of
let's go ahead. Let's go on.
League structure should be. We can talk about some individual players if you want.
I do want to, absolutely. No, the floor is yours, Farrell. You go right ahead.
Oh, goodness. All right. Well, very well. You know, injuries are a big part of football.
Sure.
I said earlier in the broadcast that I was started my career and continue to be an NFL player agent. And the players are wired. If a player, a client of mine or a player that I know is hurt and I ask him how he's doing, he'll say, oh, I'll be fine. I'll be back in a couple weeks. The trainer tells me I'm going to be just fine. Because that's how they're wired. Fantasy football, one of the breakthroughs that I use every day in my football business is it gave me an understanding of just what injuries, how debilitating they can be and what they all mean. Because if you're playing fantasy ball, you have to know the difference between an ACL and, what's the difference between a completely blown out knee and a player that's getting a scope? And how soon is that player going to be available to come back and play for you? One of the biggest concerns about drafters now, and a player that is one of the top players in fantasy football, is Arian Foster from the Houston Texans. But none of the news has been positive. It seems to get worse every day. This was a player that by far was either the number two or three player in all drafts, Becky. He's now moving in the board into the second round, and people just really don't know what to do with him because the reports of his health are very discouraging.
Sure.
But the team has not moved to put him on the physically unable to play list, also known as the PUP list, or the injured reserve, which will put him out for the season. So that's probably the player giving drafters the biggest head scratcher right there.
Okay. I'm writing this down. Okay. All right.
Arian Foster. You may want to avoid him because there's some issues associated with picking that player. In other words, and here's a new word for you when it comes to fantasy football, handcuff. And what that means is when you pick a player like Arian Foster, especially with his injury history, you have to now look at his handcuff. That's the player that would take his place if he is unavailable. That player at Houston is a fellow by the name of Ben Tate, a very solid player in his own right. But Ben Tate is moving up the boards. If you spend a draft spot on Foster, you have to spend a draft spot on Tate because somebody else will grab Tate away from you.
Ah, okay.
And so these are techniques that we're going to allow Mr. Weishart will point out to you and make sure that if you do step on that slippery slope, we'll keep you from falling off.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, I don't want to be falling. Okay, so this is really interesting. Okay, so we got Arian Foster. All right, give me some more names. All right, give me more, Farrell.
Who's your favorite quarterback in the NFL?
Well, I don't know. Of course I'm a Colts fan, so I'm Luck. But then I think we talked before, and I think you said you might want to go with somebody else. Maybe.
Oh, not necessarily.
Okay.
I'm just saying that you might want to go with Andrew Luck probably in about the seventh or eighth round.
Okay.
And I think you can get very, very good value for Andrew Luck. I think he's a good fantasy player.
Okay.
You don't want to overpay for him. You don't want to take him any time before the seventh or eighth round. But if he's there when the seventh or eighth round moves around, and you've got good stability at running back and wide receiver position, it's about a good time to take a quarterback. So I will endorse Andrew Luck as your number one fantasy quarterback. And we've already talked about Carson Palmer as being a player that would be a very good backup quarterback there. You would have a young quarterback as your starter, and Carson Palmer is a veteran backup. And that's just how the NFL does it. So I think you'd be way ahead of the game that way. There's so many good players on the Colts and so many that are available a little later in the draft. And one of the reasons that we like Carson Palmer at Arizona and a number of the other Arizona players is that Bruce Arians, who was coaching on the interim basis there in Indianapolis last year, brings a very exciting passing offense to Arizona. So it's a good situation for you to look into some of those players, too. So here's something else that I would like you to take from fftoolbox.com. I would like you to go in there and print what is called a fantasy depth chart.
Okay, fantasy depth chart. Okay.
That will give you the players at each position, broken down by team, of who is most likely to get the most play and contribute the most to the offense. And that's going to be a very, very useful tool for you throughout the draft, especially as you get later into the draft and aren't dealing with some of the household names. So you need between now and Sunday to familiarize yourself with some of those names.
Absolutely. I will do my homework for sure. This is really good information.
You are going to burn the midnight oil.
Yay! All right. Well, I'm glad someone's got believes in me. Now, Farrell, some more questions, though. Now, this is going to be taking place this weekend, and you've already got all the teams are filled up. Is that correct? We're going to be giving away one so that you still have a chance to win one here, but are you already filled, or is there, if anybody was listening, can they get in this?
No, that's the only way they can get in is join the contest and win the spot.
All
we're
right.
sold out for
okay.
this year. However,
fantastic.
We want we're going to have some things throughout the year, some leagues throughout the year, mid-season leagues and some things like that. We would like everyone who joins the contest, we'll have your email and we can communicate with you as well. You told me that we had about 25, 26 entries so mm-hmm. far in our contest.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Yeah, this is going really good. I'm so excited. Yes, so, you know, so someone is going to be, this is a great opportunity for someone, especially now, you know, when there's no other way except for this contest to get in there. And I know we've got listeners that are going to want to be involved with this, you know, so we encourage them.
When are we going to announce the winner, Becky? Because they're going to have to plan their time to get there.
Yeah, we've got it up there, you know, it's going to be Friday, actually, is when we're going to announce the winner. And then, you know, making sure that, you know, before, you know, that the winner can, you know, be there on Saturday. If not, then they'll forfeit and will go to the second runner-up. But now, Farrell, on this, what about, like, are there people, like, can people come and watch this, though? Like, if you can't, if the teams are already filled up, do you allow the public to come in and watch this drafting?
Yes, you know, I'm sure that people won't be knocking down our door to come and see the fantasy event. However, they may be curious about it.
Sure.
If they want to drop by, just stop at the registration desk and say that they listen to the radio and listen to our show, and that they would like to come in and take a look around, we'll be happy to accommodate them.
All right, wonderful. Now, how long do you think that we'll be there on, let's go Saturday and Sunday, or how long do you think that the whole process usually takes, Farrell?
Well, Saturday we'll start drafting at 11, and then the initial draft will end, but from 11 until probably 10:30 that night. So we'll be drafting for about 12 hours on Saturday. And on Sunday, anytime from noon till about 7 o'clock, maybe even 8 o'clock before we conclude the Sunday activities.
Okay. All right. Fantastic. All right. Bring the coffee on, okay? Can you?
Well, there'll be a full bar ready. I want you to come hungry and thirsty. There is a full bar. And we might have to put something a little stronger in your coffee, but there'll also be a concession stand of food. We want you to come hungry and thirsty. And that's the concessions and opportunities to keep yourself focused and keep yourself, your energy level up will be well supplied for you.
Well, I think my adrenaline will be going quite a bit too. So I think this is going to be a blast. I think I'm looking forward to this, and I want to encourage everyone to go to WSMRadio.com, get your name in the drawing there, get on there, registered, and you could be the winner, and we'll announce that on Friday. Farrell, we got to get out of here. We got a coach's show right after this. We're going to be talking some real football, but I thought this was a perfect lead in to the from fantasy to real, you know, football. So this is very good.
It's wonderful. I hope the listeners enjoy it.
Farrell, thank you for the tips, and I'm sure that everybody, you know, benefited from this, so thank you for that. Can't wait to talk with you and continue on. And fantasy football, I'm ready for it. Thanks, Farrell.
Football! And some football! What could possibly be more important than football?
Back to the big football game.
Here comes the kickoff!
You have the express written consent of ABC Farrell? Sports and the National Football League.
They were going to make me dance during halftime.
Certainly take their football seriously, don't they?
Hut one! Hut two!
Down! Set! Hut! We're going to play good old-fashioned smash-mouth football, right?
Are you ready for some football?
Damn, I love football.
Everywhere I turn, it's football, football.
I stay for football.
No problem. The NFL's got you covered.
We're learning all about football.
WSLM.
Aren't we?
Monday Night Football.
Hey, yeah. Are you ready?
Hello, Becky.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here, Bubba. Hang on just a second. For some reason, hang on one second.